purple bellet. I mean, I don't know what kind of berry they are. They're just small, round, purple, and they're non-edible. About it.
Okay, one other kind I wanted to ask you about. It's usually either red or black. It's got kind of a rough surface.
Raspberry?
Yeah.
Not very many.
Okay. Say if some berries are not good to eat at all, you might warn somebody by saying you better not fool with those. They might be
poisonous.
Okay. Again, talking about plants, have you heard of any kind of a tall flowering plant growing around here called either laurel or rhododendron?
Unless it's a domestic plant, I don't.
You're not familiar with even name. Okay. All right. These questions have to do with the family. Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her mind about something, she would say, I'd better ask
my husband.
And the other way around, the man might say, I'd better ask
my wife.
Any other names that a husband and wife, you know, they might call each other besides that? That's my, if they were joking.
Old lady.
Yeah.
Better ask mama or papa or old man.
Mm-hmm. You mean that, say, a wife would call her husband papa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right, and a woman whose husband has died is a...
widow.
Yeah. Do you have a name for this situation for the woman if her husband hasn't died but he's left her?
Divorcee.
Okay, what if they're not formally divorced?
Separated.
Yeah. Would you ever call a woman in that situation a grass widow? Have you heard that?
No.
Okay. The man who raised you, that's your
father?
Yeah. What do you call him?
Dad, papa, sir.
Yeah, right, okay. And the woman who raised you, that's your
mother, mom, mama.
Okay. Your mother and your father together, they're your
parents.
Yeah. Your father's father is your
grandfather.
And his wife would be your
grandmother.
Yeah. What do you call them, your grandparents?
Grandma, nanny, grandma, grandpa, granddad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You say a man's sons and his daughters are his
children.
Yeah. Any other words?
Kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a name a child is given that he's known by just within his family? It's not his real name.
Nickname. Mm-hmm.
Do you have one?
Well.
Did you care to mention?
Bubba.
Mm-hmm. Who called you that?
That's my uncle's, or Willie. My full name's William. They call me Willie. Or, about it.
Your friends call you anything?
Wizard.
Wizard? Why? Because you're in pre-med?
No. I read a lot of, my hobby is J.R.R. Tolkien, Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah. You like science fiction?
Right.
Do you read much Robert Heinlein?
No.
Have you never read him?
No.
He's good.
I've been studying Tolkien and like the languages in there, the Angathos and the Tangwar.
Mm-hmm. I've never read the first word in Tolkien.
Yeah, I read it. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
a lot of people think of him as The Hobbit's not really good, but when you get into the Return of the King or the trilogy, it's really, you know.
What about that one that was published posthumously?
Silmarillion?
Yeah.
That's a story of the history of Middle-earth, I mean, the Eldar.
Did he write that?
He wrote that. It was published by his son.
Mm-hmm.
But it deals with the history and the early beginnings of Middle-earth creation and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Tolkien was an old English scholar, wasn't he?
He was very much in linguistics. Mm-hmm. He studied and also mythology.